Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. I guess I should be in the video, so we'll do something like... Hey, didn't work. Interesting. It's always something. Anyway, alright, so more of the same crapola comments. Again, what we really need to have happen is somebody who defends this physics, the conventional model, to have the courage to actually engage in a conversation where I can respond to your simplistic debunks and point out how, no, that doesn't work, sorry. Fail as an argument. You know, where you have to respond to even just the history, the lousy, rotten scientific history of this bogus, silly nonsense. It's just got it written all over it. It never had a glorious moment. There was never any eureka event. There's no great evidence at all, nothing. No reason to believe any of it. They just arbitrarily decided, well, let's just make momentum a vector quantity, and we'll make kinetic energy a scalar, so it's all kind of wooey, and we can make it go away, and we can make extra, and because we don't know what direction it's going somehow. We don't know what direction the train's moving in. The train's kinetic energy. Oh, it's just so pathetic. Anyway, it's a pathetic, just a pathetically, a world of pathetic humans with just have, that they have no courage of their convictions. They're just obnoxious faithers. They're just religious kooks doing their, that's all there is here. Singing their little religious songs. That's what science has become. Okay. If you're getting more momentum, then obviously the experiment was done wrong. It was done exactly as the frickin' maths dictate the outcome. That's the whole point. It was performed deliberately for the purpose to prove the mathematics. And obviously in that process they had to cheat because the math is nonsense. That's the obvious. The only ones where the experiment comes out the correct way, obviously, the sensible way, is when they're not trying to force it to fit the math. It's only when they show you the math first that they're obligated to create the free energy, as pointed out in every single circumstance where you use uneven masses with the same momentum. Except when they have exactly the same mass, right? They have the same momentum and they have the same mass, then they have to have the same velocity. So if you use that example, then both kinetic energy and momentum are conserved. But in every other case, one of them has to die. And the fact is, momentum can never die. You can't make free momentum. Anyway. So obviously the experiment wasn't done wrong. If you take your maths seriously, then you have to say the maths are wrong. In addition, an incorrect experiment doesn't disprove kinetic energy. No, but all the other citations to all the other facts regarding this fake and stupid and idiotic idea, all of those do prove it. When you put all of the facts together, you have a substantial proof that you totally ignore because you're a religious kook. Okay, just as it doesn't disprove conservation of momentum. Well, that certainly doesn't make any sense. It obviously, the experiment proves there is no such thing as conservation of momentum. The very existence of the kinetic energy formula is saying there's no conservation of momentum because its very existence means there has to be circumstances, that is, every circumstance is where the masses are uneven, where you automatically have to kill the momentum if you're going to conserve the kinetic energy. It's a requirement of the existence of the stupid formula. You can't, just as you're going to violate the third law. The third law says equal and opposite reactions. Well, 2,000 joules going one way and 2 joules going the other way is hardly equal and opposite. Very little people could understand that with a very little brains. Oh, shit. momentum before the collision always equal to momentum after collision. So it's overtly untrue. Even the lever proves it. Everything proves it. If you're going to say that the springs don't produce an equal amount of momentum on either side because you're going to conserve kinetic energy, then you've obviously changed the momentum. There's no choice here. I mean, again, you're too stupid to even understand how there's no choice. The two things can't coexist, and you can't say they're both conserved. It can't work that way. It's physically impossible for your theory of conserving them both is impossible. You have been told time and time again that kinetic energy and momentum are a description of what will happen. They are not things. So again, it's just so frickin', this is part of their wooey religion. Reality isn't reality. There's no physics. There's just a play being performed for us by whatever, the bit computer. And the computer doesn't need real energy to make things happen. Blah, 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 blah. Little fairy stories you're telling. So yeah, that's the wacky verse you live in. I think it can be proven to be absolute nonsense that energy's a real thing, like heat. It's possessed by the objects, all right? It has to be in their environment. Atoms and molecules don't just move. Something has to move them, all right? You want to believe in little magic spirits that push them? That's your business, but don't say it's a great scientific theory or that you have one shred of evidence for your it's not really material theory. You don't have any evidence for it. It's just a religion. All right. I don't have much time to disprove you again, so... And he posts a link to an absolutely useless video, right? One that I've actually played pieces of. It's just the one cart into the other cart. You actually waste 3 whole minutes doing the simplest experiment you can do. So it has 0 value. There's no uneven masses in the experiment. There's just one cart of the same mass hitting another cart of the same mass. Incredibly uninteresting. Doesn't get to the issue at all. Now, in the related videos, there happened to be one that does get to the issue. Okay, so, we'll play this little clip. And, you can go out and do this shit yourself. But, I mean, I did go frame by, I download the video, did a frame by frame, and it comes out again, just like the Arbor Scientific and just like Professor Lewin's second experiment, where he failed to have them stick together and they bounced off of each other and actually did the same experiment that he was doing before, except inadvertently, where the results were exactly as momentum would dictate. That is, the momentum was conserved. The twice as heavy cart, the heavier cart, let's just say, went away, not at two-thirds of the velocity, but at some measure less than half the velocity. And in this case, again, it's half the velocity leaves, and a lot less goes back. Not one-third, but a tiny fraction. So again, proving momentum is conserved, and we don't even need this silly notion of kinetic energy. It plays no role. There's no evidence of its existence. There's not a single experiment they can point to. Just realize this. There's not a single experiment they can point to demonstrating this kinetic energy theory. They can't show a single example of where, the lighter thing has twice as much energy. It lights twice as many light bulbs. Not a single example where it wins the tug of war. In over 300 years, they haven't collected one good experimental circumstance to prove their theory. And here they are, blah, 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 spouting their crap at the world, saying, you must believe in my religion, or I will, degrade your existence in some way. I mean, it's so obnoxious. Science sucks. If this is what science is made out of, these scientists, yes, science sucks. Okay, so the other cart leaves substantially, pretty close to, substantially less than two-thirds, really, by my count, just a tiny bit under half. And the other cart is really going slow. So if you look at it, it's really going slow, really slow. So it's got the other little pieces left over. So 90% of the energy went into the heavy cart, 10% went back. And those ratios just change depending on how much weight you put on the cart. If it's truly half the weight, I think the obligation is that 70% goes this way and 30% goes that way. But it really depends on the springs you're using too. I mean, let's understand again, these aren't pure by any principle elastic collisions. They're super elastic because they added springs. Springs are a conversion device. Like the lever, springs can convert slow things into fast things. They can do the mass to, you know, they can do the conversion. They can make something leave faster than the velocity you pushed it with. If I put a spring on something and then you go outside and push on it, the fact is you can make it go faster than you're pushing, because the spring will add extra energy to your push. You'll compress the spring, then you'll push, you'll reach your maximum speed, the spring will expand and give the object a little extra boost. So you can do a little bit of converting of your energy. Your 10 mile an hour push can be converted into a 12 mile an hour push. As long as the object you're pushing is lighter than you are. All right. It's almost like you just want to say, well, fuck it. It's no point. No point in communicating with these assholes. So, yeah, well, let me just do the official deleting. Because it's garbage and such. All right. You proved anything. All right, so commenters. Jeez, I just hate this planet. All right, I guess we have to, that one ain't gonna work. Gonna move this one when it, there it is, okay. All these little subtleties. Anyway, okay, so this is a response comment to the Professor Lewin's wrong video. So instead of dealing with this subject, it's just about this friendly thing and the fact that I pointed out that Professor Lewin pretends to be friendly. All right, but he's not very friendly, because if you disagree with him, he'll call you a flat earther or some other kind of insult. And just like other people will have that response too when they've been attacked in their perception, when they feel defensive, that's what they'll do. And so it's just a fact of life. And apparently this, troll, Dark Helmet, stole somebody's, it's Dank Helmet, yeah. So yeah, Moldy would probably be a better word for him. Mr. Moldy. Useless comment. I mean, you can't address an actual subject, huh? You just can't deal with the actual facts that are in the video that are being argued. And instead, you have to jump on this peripheral nonsense and clearly make a point that's completely useless as a point. I never sold myself as friendly. I don't end every one of my videos. We're still friends. No, we're not friends. We're fundamentally, in some cases, pretty much substantial enemies. You're spouting an evil, stupid, ignorant propaganda, and I'm attempting to defend the truth. So, yeah, we don't have the same agenda at all, fuckhead. So, yes, you'll be blocked because, obviously, you don't understand the agenda at all. The agenda is to argue the arguments made, not to make up a little fake baby subject. All right, and then this idiot, Vivian Davies. What the fuck are you... Where do you people come from? I was watching one of your what the fuck videos. That's not the same channel, dumbass. On evolution the other day, what do you think of these creations to deny it? No, creatures that defy evolution. I think they're just a product of people who are pretending to be really ignorant. And some are obviously pretending because they've become Christians and now they're going to be liars for God. Because all really simple facts make it perfectly understood why certain animals look quite bizarre. It's because they evolved, number one, in small numbers, in separated, segregated populations. And they're doing two kinds of evolution. They're evolving as individuals and they're evolving, as a group. So most organisms aren't like humans. Most organisms have a bunch of twins, so to speak. They have a bunch of genetically identical children. And so whatever happens to that group is what becomes important to evolution, not what happens to the individual. That's why, like, an ant colony can afford to kill all of the members of the colony. As long as the queen lives, you know, then it's great survival. It's a win. It's a victory in the war. You kill all the civilians and you still win the war. See, that's the way it works. And little facts like that make some of these creatures easy to understand. And so you just use a little bit of logic and apply it to the circumstance. Now, I think you're probably never going to be even close to that, because you're not even going to read Darwin's book. You're not even going to care to know the facts of evolution. And you're going to think the science of those facts, you know, putting all those facts together just requires 15 minutes of your time. Well, frankly, you're not going to become a scientist in 15 minutes. You're not going to become competent to have an opinion in 15 minutes. And you don't even understand that, okay? You're just a shit talker in defense of a religion, you kook. You asshole, frankly. Also, what do you think of the following video, Bob Lazarus' claim of how the, what does he say here? Extraterrestrial vehicle he said he worked on generates power and its own gravitational field. I think it's big fat lie, if you haven't figured out that shit yet. Unfortunately, there's humans who really just lie, you know, to make themselves seem like they're doing something important or significant, and they just fake experiments and say, look, I make free energy, look, I did this, I did that. They're just trolling the human race, and you fell for it. Because you're stupid. Again, the problem is you're way too underqualified to opine on these subjects, because they do require you to have some, you have to know a lot about different experiments and the history of how different things were discovered and realized and why certain things are stated with confidence. And you don't have any of that knowledge. And so she posts a link to a silly video of of a kook. And I'm supposed to waste my time on that. Well, you really didn't get the agenda of the channel at all. And frankly, bringing up the other channel on this channel, you know, you can't even figure out that I have separate channels for a reason. I mean, really, you're telling me you can't figure that out, that I did it on purpose. They're not different channels by some tragedy of the cosmic something or other. The aliens didn't force me to have different channels. I have different channels on purpose. Oh, God. All right. Yeah. You deleted my comment. Why is that? So that never happened. It's just he has to wait, you know, for me to publish the comment, and he doesn't understand that. So again, more ignorance, jumping to a conclusion way too soon. So he makes a shit statement when it's not true. Right. You don't get blocked for that, but close enough, frankly. All right, well, that's it for the comments. I think that's probably it. Yeah, so I'll take a pause and see if there's anything else to say, but there really isn't. Nobody's up to having the conversation. Nobody's up to putting up any counter evidence or counter arguments. They're just up to doing the rag thing, and that's all they got. So there's not much can be done until somehow that conversation is forced, and I guess it won't be forced by these propagandists. Unfortunately, the mob will decide the agenda. They'll decide who makes speeches and who has to counter arguments and what debates they'll be allowed. And clearly they're deciding this is a debate they're not willing to engage in. They're not going to force it or help it or feed it or oblige it. They're just going to pretend it doesn't exist. That's sort of conspiracy. That's sort of a deliberate, willful effort to silence, like they silenced Galileo, to just silence the truth. Keep it as far away as possible. Deter its arrival. Prevent it from arriving. Clearly the effort here. Nothing else really worthy of a mention, so we'll just call it a video and say the hell with it. Until there's an argument to make. Somebody who can make a counter-argument that isn't just absolute crap and such. I really wasn't finished. Well, that's the way it goes. Till the next time and such. Dark in here.